Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Travis Witt. He is involved with the America Transformation Company, and that website is americatransformationcompany.com. Now, I want to say this. Here we are about a year after the terrible incident in Charlottesville, Virginia. It got worldwide press. What has not received the kind of attention that is due is a Christian event and series of attempts to provide healing for Charlottesville. And in fact, more people from Charlottesville participated in the Christian healing movement than people from Charlottesville participated in last year's melee, where there was violence in the streets. And we're going to talk about this right now with Travis Witt. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Travis, great to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Jerry. You're right. On December the 1st, we gathered in Charlottesville for a time of healing for Charlottesville, where we gathered churches and congregations to just pray together and believe for good things. There are some wonderful things that are happening in Charlottesville. Again, with so many, like so many things, it can be slow, it can be tedious, it can be frustrating, but there's movement in a good direction in Charlottesville, and certainly the church is planning events this weekend as August the 12th rolls around. There are events, three different events on Sunday at 2 o'clock. There will be a prayer walk. At 4 o'clock, there will be a worship service. And then at 6 o'clock, there will be a larger group gathering together for just some time of thoughts and prayers and really focusing on what's the next step.
All right, and let me just say that just for the sake of posterity, that this recording will air long after these events have occurred, but they're indicative of the kind of healing for Charlottesville that your group is trying to bring. Now, you work for Dr. Mark Belisles, and I had the privilege of co-writing a book with him about the faith of Thomas Jefferson, because Mark has been involved in Charlottesville, which was Jefferson's hometown, for years. And so the reason I even bring this up is because Mark, as a white minister in Charlottesville, who's been there since 1981, joined forces with a black minister who has also been ministering in Charlottesville since 1981. They have different political views, different political party affiliations, but that doesn't matter. They believe in Jesus, and they believe that Jesus is the way in which true healing for America's racial issues and all other problems, really, can be solved. And so these two ministers, and you're helping Mark with all this stuff in many detailed ways, working out a lot of the logistics and so forth. This, to me, is so positive, because it's like this is the answer to America's problems is Jesus Christ. And we seem to forget that. We seem to almost be as so sophisticated that we leave Jesus in the dust, and yet he's the answer to everything, really.
Well, there's no doubt about that, Jerry. When you recognize the power of the Word of God, when you dig deep into the Word of God, you find biblical solutions for every cultural problem. The church, unfortunately, has not walked in all cases maturely and focused on sharing the word. And I believe right now where we are, the world is quickly running out of answers to the problems that we face in our nation. And here's a grand opportunity for the church to stand up and share. It's not working because we are not doing what we're called to do, to serve. And when we serve, we earn the right to speak. But you're absolutely right, Jerry. The bringing of black pastors and white pastors together under the banner of Christ, it really is about racial healing far more than it is reconciliation. Because as I look at it, can you reconcile something that has never been conciliatory in the first place? And so we really have to stand back and say, how do we bring healing to a broken heart? How do we bring healing to a broken nation? And I believe it is the church, and it is primarily the pastors who must stand up and say, in spite of where we are, we must find ways to unite around the banner of Jesus Christ.
I heard somebody say recently, and I think this is a fascinating point. I agree with him. He said there is no other race. There's only one race, the human race. Now, there are different pigment, you know, colors and so forth. So different pigmentation levels, but there's only one human race. Your thoughts?
Well, if we claim there is only one human race, then we automatically remove any opportunity for those that would want to see races divided, for those that want to see the nations divided, for those that want to see the church divided. We are all a part of the human race. And I happen to be in an apartment with one of my good black brother pastor friends right now, having a cup of coffee on this morning. And we recognize that here's the deal. If somehow or another the skin on my brother Aubrey or the skin on myself were removed, everything else inside is identical. If his blood type is my blood type, it works. So yes, we are all a part of the human race, and the difficulty is helping individuals to look beyond the color or look beyond the whatever it is that we are choosing to judge or to look to people, look beyond to that and recognize that underneath we are all God's children, a part of the human race.
All right. The main culprit in last year's event, actually, there's several different things in the negative. The what happened in August of 2017. First of all, you had some people organizing supposedly on the alt-right. But it's interesting. The research of Dinesh D'Souza shows that one of the main culprits, the chief culprit, in fact, had been a man that was an Obama supporter that had been involved in Occupy Wall Street. So it's almost like, wow, this is a professional agitator, you know, involved in this. Then you also had the police who essentially said, stand down, don't interfere. So in other words, let these people fight it out. Well, there was a young lady who died because of this fighting that occurred. I mean, it was such a black eye on America. Then Trump made some remarks that were okay, and then later he made some off-the-cuff remarks that were not okay, that some people felt were like a dog whistle for the racists out there. And Trump, as a businessman through the years, has had actually a pretty good record of not being a racist. So I think that it's very easy to think that maybe he was misunderstood. But your comments on any of these things?
Well, sure. There was fault galore to go around Charlottesville, right, last year. You know, the groups that wanted to organize, and the main reason was to say, we don't want to see the statues removed. And others said, well, we want to see the statues removed, that we can get into a historical discussion about
Civil War statues,
the issues of both sides. But mm-hmm. Here's where, you know, you have groups on both sides that were called together. You are right about some of the research related to the what would be considered a professional agitator, as was the case of the individual. And then you certainly have the difficulties right now of being able to talk and discuss these matters and these issues straightforward, because it is incredibly difficult to discuss with individuals who have an agenda that is not about discussion. It's more about a reason to be angry, a reason to be upset, a reason to act out on beliefs that don't go along with the way you believe. So Charlottesville had plenty of reasons to say this happened. And again, Dr. Belisle was in Bogota, Colombia during this period of time of August the 12th. And when he opened up the Bogota, Colombia paper on Sunday morning, August the 13th, Charlottesville, his hometown, was front page news.
And then that's when he decided to go ahead and organize this thing for healing. And we have a few minutes remaining. One of the things that was really cool in the December 2017 event for Healing for Charlottesville, and that's the number 4, by the way. The website is healingforcharlottesville.com. There was an ancestor of a slave who spoke, but there was also an ancestor of a slave owner. Tell us about that. And by the way, was the ancestor of the slave owner the slave owner of the very ancestor of the slave who spoke? I mean, in other words,
that is a phenomenal story.
Tell us about that.
Two individuals are Lockett and Ford. And here's the story. The two individuals came to know each other on the Lincoln Memorial back about 8 to 10 years ago at a rally related to abortion, if I'm not mistaken. And they began to get to know each other. Well, the Lockett family owned the Ford family, and literally it was the Lockett family just outside of Appomattox, Virginia, where one of the last battles of the war between the states was fought. Now, what the two of them didn't know was that they one owned the other. And so, yes, they are actually descendants of slave owners and actual descendants of the slaves that were owned by the particular slave owners. And they've become incredibly good friends. And they travel the country with this big kettle pot that they share the truth of the stories of how black slaves would pray to God, and they would literally go out late in the evening, early in the morning, turn the cooking pot upside down, lift it up a little bit, put a rock under it, and pray into the pot, because slave owners, from their perspective, wanted slaves to be Christian, but they didn't want them to pray too much, because praying would give them hope, and hope would create the problems and the difficulties that slave owners didn't want to have for slaves that might be a little bit more hopeful and want to figure out a way to leave. But it's a great story, a powerful testimony, and just a wonderful opportunity. Their names are Ford and Lockett, and I believe just looking on the internet, you would be able to find some information about those two individuals and what they do with that kettle pot as they travel the country sharing their story.
This is really kind of a concluding thought. Is Jesus Christ the key for true racial healing in America? And I don't have to say it to anybody. We have serious issues where race is just constantly being brought up, you know, all the time. I mean, ad infinitum in this culture.
He is the only source for true racial healing. When we look at Jesus Christ and what he has done for humanity, the reality of what he did on the cross, the reality of his life, the reality of his death, burial, resurrection, the reality of his declaration that he will come again, the word is clear, Jerry. I believe that in my lifetime, my hope is that we will see the John 17 unity of where Jesus was talking about what he wanted to see, not only for his disciples, but for future believers. I hope and pray that we will see that. I hope and pray that we will experience that. And I hope and pray that in some small way, God gives us the opportunity to see unity. And I believe that comes through racial healing. And racial healing has to start with the heart. But once it starts with the heart, it has to be a definition and a declaration of service to a world that so desperately needs to be served, so that the world being served can hear the message of those who are serving.
What's interesting, too, you were telling me off the air that the University of Virginia, Charlottesville, which, of course, was founded by Jefferson and initially was founded as a non-sectarian institution as opposed to a secular school, but that's another story, that they kind of control the town, and the churches generally do not get together and work together. And so what this Healing for Charlottesville overall is doing is starting to break down the barriers between the churches so they can work together for healing to bring this positive message of Jesus Christ. Can you give us a closing thought? I'm going to give the website after you're finished. Go ahead, 10 seconds.
Sure. Thank you. Yes, that is occurring. For those who are listening, pray for Charlottesville, pray for racial healing, and pray that God opens up doors for continuation of this healing. The website is Healing for Charlottesville, healing4charlottesville.com, and certainly good to be with you, Jerry.
Thank you, Travis. God bless, and bye-bye now.